terrific. I'm nervous. Are they nervous? Tell me they're nervous.
Hello, Marge. I'm Christine from Hawaii.
Hello, Christina. Ask me a question. I'm just learning this stuff. It's so much fun, but ask away.
I just was reading your homepage, and I was going to you worked with Elvis Presley.
The Elvis days. That was so exciting. It was the first movie I ever did, and it was with Elvis Presley. He was so gorgeous. He was like porcelain. He just glowed, and he was in his best shape ever, perfect body, and he was an absolute gentleman. He took me over to the coffee stand and said, can I get you a cup of coffee and a donut? And I just about, you know, croaked right there. And then he said, I said, you know, yes, I'd like that. He said, I can't have a donut. I have one too, but the Colonel won't let me eat them. So I never forgot that. He was so sweet. The party, we have a wrap party at the end of film, and we had a cake showing thing. A few people that I know about that got to smear cake on Elvis's gorgeous face. And he did it in return, too, for me, and my hair on my face.
Now let's move on to AMC Flower. Have you got a question for Marge? Flower is from the city of Burbank.
I hope I'm going to survive the operation. Depending on who operates on me, I'm sworn to secrecy. And so far I've been in a coma. And I can't know what I'm doing in a coma. I hope I don't blab while I'm in a coma. That would ruin me in town, wouldn't it?
Next, Dave, birthday, it's your turn. You're up next on The Price is Right.
Hi. The Fact of Life was one of my favorite shows ever to do, and the girls were all terrific to me. I love that show. They give me such fun things to do. And the producers nominated me for the first show. I had to be mean to, oh my God, to have a baby at my age and so on and so forth. A little bit unrealistic, but it was great, great. I'm still in friends with some of the girls.
To Dreamer, 1990, that movie in Miami with her mama Paula. They met you in the studio, Marge. I'm sure they've got some stuff they want to ask.
He was so great. He had his hair up in layers. I mean, he had his makeup on. He was so gracious and stopped and posed for a picture. And we just wanted to thank you for that.
I remember, listen, so you hide that picture from everybody, don't you? I could care less. You should see me how I walk down the street with a coffee in my hat and my baseball cap on in New York City. You know I look real good with the curlers.
Actually, EJ wanted a copy of that picture because I think she wants to put it up on the website. You came out wonderful. Lindsay, however, closed her eyes. So the next time we see you, we're going to have to take another picture.
We'll do a new one, better one. I'll let you wear the curlers this time. Anything. Well, let's see. Let me talk about the great massage I had today. And I must say, I got the greatest massage today by a man who is a dancer. He dances with the ballet company here and does massages on the side. And I fell asleep, and I'm sure I was kidding. But anyway, that was an important part of my day. Other than that, running errands, getting a lamp fixed. I live such an exciting life. And then Friday, I go back into work, and I get to practice my bitcheroolery. And getting ready to go to California in 2 weeks. And how do you like the show? I think it's getting a little bit more exciting, I hope, for me. A little bit's happening. You know, as you probably know, a bullet came almost my way. We'll see what happens. How can Palmer not love Vanessa? Isn't she the most lovable thing in the world? You see, whatever she is, I'm sure he's worse. So he must love her. You know, that must bring out the best part of him, don't you think? Or else they really got something on each other. I wanted to say, Edward, Jay, special hops to you, my dear.
Wonderful. Can you hear me, Mars?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. So to talk to you. How nice. Is the year going well?
Tell me how you stay so beautiful inside and out every day.
I have to go to the gym, like a lot of other people. And I love to eat. So if I don't go to the gym, they put me in bigger clothes. But thank you. I mean bigger. Hey, sis. I see you're there. This is fun. I'm not so nervous anymore. But I've got James here beside me, helping me to make sure I don't screw up.
So let's go to Sleeping Beauty. Are you away? Do we have a handsome prince to kiss her away? Sleeping Beauty, you're up next. Ask Margie question.
Did somebody ask me if I have a handsome prince out the... I thought they said in the wake. I certainly hope so. Because I just picked this independent film with Joe Abra. And I suggested that... Why doesn't he come back in my dream? Even if they don't bring a new character on, maybe I can just have a fantasy life with somebody. Keep your fingers crossed.
Mark, she doesn't have a microphone. What she... He asked you, Sleeping Beauty, for the role that you played that you liked the most.
You know, that's hard to say because some of them have really, certain parts of every role kind of stick with you. And I know there were parts of, there's parts of Vanessa that I've never really played before on any other kind of character. And it got so on Facts of Life, Monica Warner was a favorite because she was ditzy, but somewhere in her loving and intelligent. So she was kind of, she was a challenge in a way. And other than that, some of the things I did very early on in improv comedy had some characters in it that were lots of fun. But you know, as you grow up, grow older, you have different favors for what you're right for. Their favorite parts. Right now, I'm really in love with Vanessa. What we're going to be doing tomorrow, or 3 weeks from tomorrow. It's we're as surprised as you are, so any suggestions are appreciated.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, who is it?
Mark, this is Yolanda from New Mexico.
You're in New Mexico?
I am. We love you on All My Children.
You are in gorgeous New Mexico. That's one of places. I lived in Arizona here, but I didn't like it. I love New Mexico.
You are, it's snowing right now, and you are always welcome in our home.
Okay, when can I come?
Anytime. It's fine with us. Pick you up at the airport.
Sister Kathy will be very happy. I don't know, Robin Guyman.
Mark, how do you like working on All My Children?
It's a great group. And I probably have been as happy here as, you know, I've been anywhere. Guiding Light started off great, but then the writing went, you know, haywire. So sick when we were canceled. Don't shoot me too many times, I can bounce back.
Well, we sure enjoyed seeing you. How was it working for Susan Lucci? Because that was one of my favorite times when you two were feuding.
Wait, I was feuding with who?
When you and Susan Lucci were feuding, you and Erica Kane were feuding, that was one of our favorite storylines.
Well, you know what? When we were feuding, I was new on the show, and she is so tiny. She's like a miniature person. And I feel like a great big gorilla around her. And I thought, if I have to have an angry scene with her, or, you know, I wouldn't dare able be allowed to hit her because, you know, she'd be like a gnat to me. And I remember saying, please don't ever have it be a knockdown drag out because I feel like I could pick her up with my little finger throw over my shoulder. She was so sweet, but so little she was intimidating and gorgeous and gorgeous. She is so gorgeous, I can't believe it.
Well, we think you are equally as gorgeous, and we look forward to your visit. We love you, and thank you so much for chatting with us. It's been awesome. What an honor to
be, you know, chatting with you.
Thank you for coming on and joining. This is the first time, but we'll try to do it more. And thank you for watching. We all deeply appreciate it. We really do. You fans of the soap fans are the greatest in the world. And I know it from 20 years of 9 TV and movies and theater. You're the best.
Mark, so are you. And please, truly, come and visit Calvary. We'd love to see you.
Try someday if I show up.
I got a crack up lady here for you to talk to, Mark. This lady handles all the secretarial work in the United Nations, and she's a wacky friend of mine. It's Tiffany from Queens, New York.
Hi, Mark. How you doing? You and I have to talk here. When you're in New York, you don't have time to see me. You know, I'm just like a mother. I'm just an aunt, I know. But when you're in New York, you're too busy, you're too much of an executive, you never have time to see me. Right, Tiffany?
Oh, Mark, baby, I saw you. I saw you at the AMC when I was in the sweet. I saw you at the Gotham. This one's for you, babe.
Come in, we'll go to Tiffany.
Forgot, I can talk. My husband works for Tiffany, and hence my name.
Discounts, huh?
Uh-oh. I'm such an idiot because I keep talking and talking and talking, but I never hit the send button. Now I forgot what I said.
You sound like me.
I am you.
Oh, there's a prankster out there, I can tell.
Marsh, it was today you were shot in the heart. Did say he loved you.
It only takes one bullet for the man to fess up. What do you think? Should I keep him?
Keep him, because I have a feeling you're going to wake up. When you wake up, you're going to look your son David right in the eye, and you're going to be like a new woman.
Are you telling me that I have to go legitimate? I'll probably go into a state of nirvana shock and lose my identity. What do you think?
To the Gotham and have some more drinks. Okay, next.
Okay, who's asking about Wild Weston and Ross Martin? Those were fun, those two. Bill was quite a hooker man. I had to stand in a ditch, though, when we shot our scenes. And it was near the water where there was this big indoor, you know, pool on the Universal set or Paramount, wherever it was. And so I had to stand in the mud while Bill, Bob Conrad, who looked taller than me, got to stand on the side of the hill. Bob will hate me if he ever finds us out, but he's in love with him. Storyline, you know what? They are being so secretive. Evidently, Big Mickey Mouse, Walt Disney, I mean, Disney, ABC, are hiding stories under wraps that they don't even tell us anything anymore. And maybe because fakes are coming, I don't know. But we actually, it feels like we're kept in a cave. None of us knows what's going on. All we can do is look at the schedule, and we don't get a script till about a week ahead. So none of us really knows what's going on. And sometimes, even when you get the script, you can't tell what the intention is until you're right there with the director shooting it. So, well, that tells you how much they trust actors who are such blabbermouths, right?
Actors and actors I get along best with? I don't know, I get along great with Kelly. Okay, great sense. And my hairdresser. I get along great with Joyce and Richard. And, Leo, my gosh. Yeah, we rehearse great together. No, James, we get along terrific. We just tend to do a little fishing. Eat our lunch, so.
They abandon things all the time, and we as actors sit around, what happened? Never answered. When will it come up? Sometimes, as you'll notice, they will refer to it later on. But I know that very often it happens and it frustrates us too, that we don't get to complete a story and you don't get to, you know, complete the whole point of that story. And
We get very frustrated, but we did too by the writers. So write in, let them stand it, and that helps, because they do listen. They listen to you guys. They don't listen to us actors. We're low man on the totem pole and stuff. I think it could be a real gag.
Anton, right? What's your question? Are you going to be having any more affairs?
Well, I shouldn't say this, but I certainly hope so. I hope there's a long list. I know at the AMC fan club, I said, there's not a man on this stage I couldn't go for, so write it up. Somehow I've met, being an international femme fatale and scam artist, I've met all these people. I must meet everybody in the world, is Vanessa.
They all live in Silent Valley. Why have I never been here before? There's the mystery.
Hell yes, everybody was raised in Pine Valley sooner or later, right?
Bryn Mawr
is very chic. I know Agnes Nixon is from Never Neverland, of course. She lives on a yellow that actually came out of Kansas, where I was born.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
No, I haven't caught myself on Nick at Night, but other people have told me the things. It's like having your whole history thrown up in your face. And a couple shows I've got on tape that people have sent me, which, I, by the way, I always appreciate, because some of those shows I didn't tape in those years on the episodic TV. Sometimes it's really embarrassing. I look at the acting and say, oh, my Lord, you take me several times to look at something I've done before I went away and walk out of the room. At the beginning, you know, David didn't like me because he thought that I caused his father's death by taunting him, saying, go ahead. He threatened to shoot himself, his father did, because I was going to leave him. And I said, oh, go ahead, you'll never do it. And he shot, and then David heard the shot, ran into the room, and saw me there, and thought that I had provoked it, and heard the fight before. So, and that's all I know until this magical person like a writer tells me more. Oh, and Leo adores me. He loves, hates me, because I've been his only survival route up and down. And he's kind of growing into his own right now, so we'll see that I want to keep him on my side, that's for sure.
Can I ask a difficult question now? A pain in the chicken question.
Go ahead. Make sure it's really difficult.
Good. If you had a dinner party and could invite four people, living or dead, any four people in the world, who would they be and why?
Well, I've always thought if I could sit down and talk to anyone, and that's hopefully what you do at a dinner party, after I got over being a nervous wreck as to what to cook, I would invite Einstein, because I think he was the cutest and smartest scientist we've ever had. And I liked the way he dressed. He had only one set of clothes, several sets wanted. You have to think about what you're going to wear every day. Thank heaven that I have a show that can think about that. Try to invite Einstein. I'd want to get to know him better and say, oh, Elvis, I didn't appreciate you when I was working. And probably maybe someone like one of the queens, and ask her really what it was, Queen Elizabeth, and say, what was it really like in your love affair with some of the people you sent over to the United States to steal our country? A whole list of wonderful people like that. And I'll keep the list going. Do you mean Katharine Hepburn? Katharine Hepburn the Great? Because I do her voice, so if she came to dinner, can you imagine how we talk? I say, hi, Kate, how are you? She said, well, hi, and Mars, how are you? What do you think of that? Why am I here, and what are we eating? Golden Heroes, I used to do a Russian dialogue. You know, the Russians roll the R's. That's how they do it. I called Berlitz to find out how you would say vodka. And they said you would say vodka. And somebody, the director, said vodka. And I said, no. Berlitz says you say vodka.
Yeah.
You
were fine on the set, but I won.
You know what? Do you like a soap when you're able to do things that intrigue you? When you think you're entertaining the audience and giving them a good story, you like doing that. We're bored with it, blah, 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 blah. So you guys, you're helping to create the industry and making it more entertaining, and I personally appreciate it. I'm on the cusp of a Aquarius and Pisces, so I read both today, and then I decide whichever one is best, and I pick it. So that's the only way I'm like the Mensa.
Mark, I was just wondering, did you know all along that you wanted to be an actress, or was that something you just sort of happened into?
I think I happened into it for several reasons. I didn't want to really work. Kathy, my sister, will verify that. She says I started acting in the kitchen when I faked a stomachache to get out of doing the dishes. And then, because I married my childhood sweetheart, and we had two babies right away, and I was in medical school, we didn't have any money, so I started modeling through a sorority sister and went into it that way, and it was always to make a living. But somewhere secretly in me, I knew that there was something there that was drawing me, and eventually I started to study and get serious about it. The parts, the bad parts, the disappointments. Oh, I shouldn't say that. It scares me, but I do love it.
What was your first role?
My first role was actually a play in San Francisco called Man and Superman, and we did it for Channel 9 on television. This was years ago. Well, the first play I did was in high school. And, actually, my first dancing recital was in kindergarten in Garden City, Kansas. But we rehearsed for the show. I went out on the stage, but all the lights were down. In rehearsal, they had all the lights up. All the lights were down with people, the audience was there. And I went out on stage, and I turned around and walked off. My mother had to come tell me to go back. And I said, I'm not going back because I don't see any people out there. So she said, they're out there. So I turned the lights on and marched me back on stage, and I said, okay, if they're there, I'll dance. A spoiled brat even then. Hey, if he could do a flip-flop, he can come on all my children. And the Viagra works well, too. Hello, everybody. Listen, I have to run out. Now we're having I'm supposed to meet the people. It's an independent movie called Pride and Justice. And the producer and the director and a couple of the lead actors in the film, and I've got to go all the way down to the village, which is the last thing I want to do, except I don't think it's raining out anymore tonight. Run down there and meet with them and have coffee and dessert. And then do something thrilling tomorrow. I think I'm going to go to the prom. Yes, week maintenance. So anyway, I'm going to have to get off now, and we're doing this again very, 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 very soon. Hey, thanks, everybody. Wait, my phone is ringing. Okay. Yeah, you guys, thank you all for joining me. You have been so wonderful to me over the years. It's meant a lot, in some very good times and some very, very bad times. I love you all very much, and thanks for joining tonight, and we'll try to do it again, and it's so nice to keep in touch. So everybody, have a terrific day. If you're in the snowbound country, light the fireplace, light the oven, whatever. Bake some cookies, make some soup, that's what I do. And if you're in the gorgeous place in the world, have fun.